This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
November 21st, 2013, this is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests I've had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info for links and files. One of our very talented listeners established the site to augment information not found elsewhere. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. She's also the co-author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. Welcome to the program, Dr. Daniels.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You are so full of wonderful information, and you've helped so many people. I just so appreciate the things that you do. And the listeners love you.
You're welcome.
The thing that I really like about you is that you are just frank, and if you just say what's on your mind, you just don't hold anything back, and I just think that's so refreshing.
Well, you know, when you're sitting on foreign soil, it's easier to be frank and spontaneous.
I expect you're right. Oh, goodness. Well, the subject of today's program.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people about your program. You're on every Tuesday.
Yes. Every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. The title of the show is Healing with Dr. Daniels. The theme of the show is how modern medicine murders people and destroys their lives. And so each episode, I take a little facet of how modern medicine is destroying people's lives. And, of course, at the end, you get a natural solution to the problem. But I have to start with the problem because often people are so misinformed that you have to start with, you have to give them a fund of knowledge so they can comprehend, you know, what the heck's going on. And then say, okay, fine, now that you understand, here's a natural solution. And in fact, our last show was on infertility, the middle class march to extinction. And so I had to explain how people are actually being sterilized without their knowledge by the healthcare system and by society itself. And then once that was explained, then I could share the solution.
Wow.
So that's the basic format. But today's topic, I think, is really exciting.
Well, just as a reference to what you just said, I know so many people in my circle of friends who simply cannot conceive. And I mean, it used to be that, well, you just get pregnant, just practically the drop of a hat. And, now
you're pregnant. Just,
right.
And, but and how do you just, do anything? How does it happen?
Right. Well, it wasn't quite that easy, but you know what I mean.
It was about that bad. Back in the 50s, oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, just, but now, oh, goodness. Okay, so today's topic.
Why are they testing?
Yes.
Why
and this
they...
testing is a big, big problem.
Big issue. Mm-hmm. In fact, as a medical student, I asked myself, why are they testing? Because after a while, you know, we have a standard of care. For those of you who don't know, the standard of care is a protocol or a set of protocols doctors follow. That's what makes doctors. It makes everyone else ignorant because doctors know the standard of care. And so the doctor goes, step one, ask the patient questions. Step two, examine the patient. Step three, order some tests. Step four, order more tests. Step five, recommend a drug. Step six, more drugs. You know, so anyway, so it's a standard of care. Each disease or set of symptoms has its own standard of care the doctor follows. And so there's all these algorithms you're keeping in your brain. Okay, so even in my sleep-deprived state of medical school, I realized that all these algorithms are sounding real, real similar. Why don't we just cut to the chase? You know? If the person shows up with these symptoms, these physical findings, over XYZ period of time, then you can come to the conclusion it can only be one of three things. Then why don't we just skip all the testing, go straight to the expert, and say to him, hey, it's one of these three things. Can you figure it out without any further testing? What's been your experience? And we could just solve the problem, right?
Right.
No. That's not the standard of care. That is not allowed. And so I then had to, I never quite understood while I was practicing medicine, why do they do this testing? Because you can't get a grip on it unless you understand what a test is. And that is a monumental breakthrough. We're so used to sitting for exams and taking tests. And we're so used to the doctor ordering a test that we don't question, we don't stop and say, hey, what is a test anyway? Just what are we talking about here? And so what I'm going to do is go back to the Webster Dictionary of what a test is, because that truly solves the mystery. But what is a test? So a test is something designed to get information from you, and this information then guides the doctor's therapy. That's the medical definition, but Webster's Dictionary is really, really revealing. It says a test is a procedure for critical evaluation, a means of determining the presence, quality, or truth of something. This is important. In other words, when you come to a doctor, you are presumed to be lying.
Wow.
When the doctor examines your body and he has physical findings, they are presumed to be false. And the test is done to determine if this is really true, to determine if what you're saying is really true. And so a synonym, of course, is a trial. What's a trial? A trial is a formal examination of evidence before a judge, typically before a jury, in order to decide guilt in a case of criminal or civil proceeding. Okay, so there's a situation, you are presumed to be a liar, your body is lying, a test is administered to determine the truth, and then a judgment is pronounced. The judgment is the judgment of the doctor. Aha, you are sick. Maybe you feel good, but you're sick. So have a judgment. Okay, so now there's another word that's important here, and that word is torture. So what is torture? Torture is the infliction of severe physical pain. This is really important. And even more so as a means of coercion, that means forcing something. Or it's an instrument of method of inflicting such pain. So how do we put all this together? A test is actually subjecting your body to torture in order to determine a truth. That's what a test is. We stripped away all the cultural meaning. We stripped away all the song and dance. Well, we're going to do a screening test. Well, let's get your screening test done. Wait, what are we doing? We're inflicting torture on you to get at a truth, because you're a liar. Your body's a liar. Your body may feel fine, may appear healthy, but it's lying. You may think you're healthy, but you're lying. And we're going to do this piece of torture here to determine the truth. Okay. So now they've got you strung out in the rack and they're cranking it up. So where do we go next? The next thing is...
Okay, where we actually go next is to a three-minute commercial.
That's
and,
nice.
And we'll,
nice
pick this, we'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back.
Okay.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And do be sure and get her book at Amazon. And the name of that book is Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. And you were talking about tests. And I was thinking, as you were talking, about the numerous tests that I've had over my life. And I can't think of one that was not painful or very uncomfortable in some manner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They are designed to be. And this is a very important element of it. Even something like a simple blood draw, you know, that's extremely painful and it's very invasive. You know, a needle is, you know, basically you're being stabbed. If it was a little bigger, you'd call it a dagger, and people would wonder, you know, what are you, some kind of Dracula or something? Why is someone putting a dagger through you? But it's all about the torture. Vaccines are another example of torture because it's extremely painful. It causes injury. And x-ray studies of any kind, same thing, very definitely torture, very uncomfortable. And, of course, you're injected with dye. This could kill you, and there's always that bit of drama and suspense. But the purpose is always to extract the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is that you're sick. You just don't know it yet. And so tests are designed to, are a form of torture designed to extract the truth. Now, this is just draconian, medieval. I mean, you know, this takes us back several hundred years. This is barbaric.
Sure.
And China's Supreme Court has an answer to this. They've actually ordered police and other officials, you might want to say doctors, to stop using torture to extract confessions from crime suspects. And so really what's going on here is your body is a crime suspect. The crime is, of course, being ill, and the tests are designed to extract the confession. Now, you have to be totally convinced of this, actually, to help go on to the next step. But this is true. In other words, any test is only giving you information your body already has. Think about it. Every test involves penetrating or probing your body. These tests don't have the ability to tell you anything that your subconscious doesn't already know. And so the meaning of the test, its interpretation is totally arbitrary and in the hands of the doctor. The words the doctor says and the predictions he gives you based on the test are arbitrary, and they're dictated by an insurance company, a drug company, or a hospital, whoever wrote the standard of care, whoever wrote the protocols he's following. And the doctor often doesn't even know which who wrote which protocols. I mean, most doctors, because they spend so much time working and doing and following these orders, which they don't have much choice about, a lot of them don't spend time saying, hey, who wrote this protocol? Who wrote that protocol? Where'd this one come from? And I have an MBA from Wharton, so I just had this curiosity, administrative curiosity. And so I would actually volunteer to be on committees that wrote these protocols. And I was absolutely shocked at the lack of consideration for the patient that went into these protocols. What went into the protocols was, is this going to be profitable? Let's adjust this protocol so we cut the cost or we increase the revenue or we can alter the diagnosis to one that will render more revenue. I'm like, whoa. Is there a protocol for long-term patient benefit? Excuse me, Dr. Daniels, we're not talking about that right now? Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, be quiet and just write.
I was frequently out of order, you might imagine. And so the test is designed to get you to submit to another test. That is the goal. The goal is to torture you, to get your body to confess to being sick, and to get you to submit to another test. And the next test is to get you to submit to mutilation. We call that a biopsy. And then the next test, which is the biopsy, is to get you to submit to even more mutilation, which, of course, is major surgery. And so where's the evidence? That's pretty preposterous. I mean, how can you say that? Well, here's some proof. It's all circumstantial, of course. Proof is that for every dollar in medication a doctor prescribes, $3 of additional medical care is needed to treat the side effects. So the purpose, then, of taking a drug, doesn't matter, any drug, is to curate the side effects so you need $3 more in medical care, and it gets to be a cycle. And so the purpose of the test, the reason people test, is to get you, the unsuspecting victim, to submit to dangerous, even deadly therapy. And so meanwhile, the doctor is instructed to tell you that you must take the initial drug the rest of your life. And the doctor's told you, you must not stop any medication. It's life-saving. Now, let's put on a three-year-old thinking cap here. Well, if it's life-saving, wasn't I already alive when I showed up at the doctor's office? So if I didn't need my life saved when I showed up, why do I need it saved now?
Right.
And what's the point? If these drugs are so life-saving, why can't you throw them on a stone and bring it to life?
Yes.
This isn't adding up. So,
well, you know, case in point is that side effects are really, well, I had somebody on the program last week that said the side effects are the effects of a very poisonous substance.
Exactly.
And you've said that.
I'll take another step. they are not, they are the main effect. If
yes.
they label side effects to distract, again, the victim, you're the target, you're the patsy. And so what you tell the patsy is, well, I've hidden this under three shells, and I've switched to shells, and you pick the one. And of course, you've already taken the coin or the seed or whatever, you put it in your hand, so it's not under any of the three shells. But you got the patsy distracted because he's trying to figure out which shell it's under, but it's not really anywhere. It's the same with medicine. So you're taking a drug, when really the side effects are the main effect. And the proof of this is that if you take any drug, 75% of those who take it will experience the side effects. And usually less than 1% who take it will experience the therapeutic effects. You tell me which effects are really the planned ones.
Yeah.
Which ones are the ones you can really rely on.
Right.
And that would be a successful drug. So, so each test gets information from your body by means of force. A needle prick like a blood test, a physical force such as compression of breast during a mammogram, even the intrusive physical exam involving pressing and poking and penetrating orifices. If this happened in a different context, say a stranger coming up to you on the street, demanding you take off your clothes and touching and pressing your body all over and poking things in every hole you own, you might easily recognize this as the assault that it is. Now, actually, in medical school, we medical students were told that what we were doing to people's bodies was the same as assault. Interesting, isn't it? We were actually
yes.
told it. And the difference, we were told, is the government gave doctors special permission on a license to touch people's bodies in this way because it was actually giving us beneficial information to help people with. So, but even with the person's consent, it would be assault if not for the healing nature of the touching and the healing nature of the information that we garnered. This is why doctors have this special government permission, is what we're told. But I remember what they said here is even with the person's consent, it's still assault if the nature of the touching is not beneficial. So that means 85% of what doctors do is assault. All right. So there we have it. But why testing? So many patients believe that the reason for the test is to make a diagnosis. And that's yes and no. What if I told you that the test only extracts information? It's no better than chicken entrails. So tests to the doctor are as chicken entrails are to the witch doctor. In other words, to get your cooperation, the witch doctor says, it's not my opinion. I have objective proof. Chicken entrails say so. Now with the doctor, he says, well, the test results say you're sick. Never mind, you feel well. Thank God we caught it early. So this is what's going on. So if 10% of those diagnosed, breast cancer is an excellent example. If 10% of those diagnosed with breast cancer have a life-shortening disease, how is it that 30% of breast cancer victims die of breast cancer? This is shocking because if you go to a screening mammography, only 10% of those that get the cancer label, the 100% are 100% are labeled with cancer. Only 10% of those so labeled actually have a life-shortening disease. The rest don't.
Wow.
Is it time for a commercial?
Yeah, time for a commercial. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels, the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. And during the break, I pulled a couple of books off my shelf. One of them is called Selling Sickness by Alan Castles and Ray Moynihan. And the other one is Should I Be Tested for Cancer? And this is by Dr. Gilbert Welch. And he says, learn that total body scans, mammograms, PSA checks, and other common tests, learn what total body scans, mammograms, PSA checks, and what and other common tests can and can't do. Discover why cancer screening can do more harm than good. Find out how to protect yourself from diagnosis and overtreatment. And that is exactly what Dr. Daniels is telling us. She is telling us how to protect ourselves against these horrible, humiliating encroachments against our bodies.
Exactly. And the first point of protection is really knowledge and extreme determination. I mean, I have had people tell me that, you know, at work they would have cancer screening day. Every woman's got to go get her mammogram. And if you say no thank you, then, I mean, the incredible social pressure, even professional pressure, is outrageous. You know, why, if you don't go, you're just ignorant and you're just endangering your life and you're creating increased health costs in the future and blah, blah, blah. So we need to give you a little more information to help make you strong. First of all, tests are designed, and that's important to understand. They're designed. So tests, the interpretation of tests are not in any way scientific. It's a design. And this is how tests are designed, the definition. Tests are designed to indicate that 5 out of every 100 healthy people – have disease when actually they don't. So the normal range for every test you take is designed to label 5% of the people who are healthy as diseased. This is called a good test. So if you give a test to a healthy population, 5% will demonstrate disease. Now, if you only do the test on people who are sick, you look at the same 5% false positive rate, but the positive test is unrelated to the person's disease, their diagnosis, or their likelihood of benefiting from the proposed therapy. So this is the crux of the fraud. Because the person has symptoms, he willingly accepts the false association between his symptoms and the test results. And the equally false conclusion that what the doctor is about to propose will benefit him. So this is what testing is all about. It's all about a confidence game to get you, the patsy, the victim, the target, to agree to more torture, more serious, more invasive torture, and bigger, more important bills. For example, if I mention the street and say, hi, you know, my name is Jennifer. Oh, you must be Deanna. Oh, hi, Deanna. Good to meet you. You know, Deanna, I think you need brain surgery. Why don't you come this way with me, sign here, and we'll just cut your brain open. What would you say to that? You're laughing. You're laughing at me. I mean, you didn't take my offer seriously.
I can't believe
you just burst out and laughed. I thought you'd go along with it for a little bit. But no. Really, that's what people need to do.
I've listened to you too much. I got it now. I'm finally getting it.
But if you walk into a doctor's office for your annual exam, and then he puts you on the aspirin a day, then you get indigestion, then he puts you on another pill, and then all of a sudden you're kind of a little dizzy, and he does a scan, and then he says, let's cut your brain open. You're like, oh, God, doctor, I hope you find out what it is, when, of course, it was just the aspirin a day. But let's follow this a little bit further, because we've got a really good case here for you. So we know this is the case. Why? Because 89% of what doctors do is not effective. Yet, 95% of therapy they recommend is based on tests, x-ray, or physical exam. So if 95% of what they do is based on a test, x-ray, physical exam, and 89% of what they do is just plain false, then what's the use of these tests and x-rays and exams? They're useless. But the use in terms of benefiting you, the benefit of them is they convince you to submit to the next step. They convince you to spend the next $10, $20, $50, $100, $200,000. An excellent example of this, and my favorite, is cardiac catheterization and the need for coronary bypass surgery. So cardiac cath, they cut a hole in your groin, snake a tube up into your aorta, squirt some dye, and say, oh, my God, your coronary arteries are blocked. So let's just say you're in really bad shape here. Your cardiac cath shows a vessel that's 95% blocked and two that are 100% blocked. Now, you would probably think this indicates that you are hanging on by a thread and you need the next step, which, of course, surgery, the ultimate mutilation. This is false. So vessels that are more than 90% occluded never cause death.
Really?
So the thing is, this test actually indicates that your body has created alternative pathways to supply blood to the heart. Therefore, even though the test is not normal, it does not indicate the need for the proposed intervention or suggest that the patient will benefit from the intervention. This means that no matter what the test shows, the proposed therapy simply is not effective for the illness the patient has. The test is merely a marketing tool to convince the patient that he needs to part with his money and his health, or, of course, things will get worse, and that he needs to submit to mutilation. This is no different from reading chicken entrails to determine the future and what purchase, say, should be made next. So the meaning of the entrails is, of course, related to the chicken they came from and has nothing to do with the condition of the human that's being evaluated. This is obvious to any fool, right? But somehow this relationship is obscured when people are educated to believe in science, but not told that science has nothing to do with the medical test interpretation. So, yes, this big, huge machine in front of you. Of course, a lot of science went into making this machine. But that's pretty much where the science ends. And then the marketing part department takes over in terms of deciding how those results are interpreted and the next piece of mutilation that will take place.
Indeed. Hmm. Very interesting. And of course, when you, after World War II, when so many businesses offered health insurance as part of their package for a new employee, this made it even easier for the medical industry to create more patients because the patient, was not paying for their own care. So they would go ahead and say, sure. Do this test on me, because my insurance will pay for it. But if a person...
Well, not only that, they had paid in advance. That's the real concept. So they already had the money set aside, and so all the insurance, all the drug companies had to do was snatch it.
Right.
It's prepaid, a committed pool. So all of a sudden you weren't competing with the light bill, the rent, food, clothes for the children. Just set aside... preferred pool of money could be spent on healthcare only. And that was an incredible acceleration of things. And then for the companies, this was phenomenal because now you could bind a worker to you with substandard wages, substandard work conditions, substandard treatment, and they would stay just for the health benefit. So now you had an indentured servant. It was just phenomenal. Just really, I mean, as they say, way cool.
Right.
So we all know how to keep a retard in suspense, right? Just tell them tomorrow.
Right.
Well, how do you convince someone who's perfectly healthy to accept deadly therapy? Answer, you condition them to put their faith in the test, then you test them. Since each test is designed to label 5% of the healthy population as sick, you just train people to get tests, and eventually every healthy person will be labeled as ill, and of course in need of torture and mutilation.
Right. And we all know people in our family or friends who have experienced this and still continue to believe that what they are doing is perfectly right, even though they might be dying.
Yes. Belief is an incredible thing. And the thing is this. If you believe something and it's false, and you kind of sense it's false, if everyone around you believes the same thing, you kind of throw up your hands and say, well, I might as well go along.
Sure.
And that's another, this whole, humans are very, very social people. And so this is a propensity they have of believing what people around them believe. This is why the first step to quitting alcohol, for example, is to get some friends that are sober, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Or if you want to lose weight, go find some slender friends and believe me, you will lose weight. So this is the same thing. That if you're surrounded by people who share the same false yet deadly belief, you'll share the same belief as well, and it will not go well with you. So you want to look at a common test?
All right, we'll do that after our 3-minute break. Be right back.
Okay.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. And if you have a health issue, she's right there. All you have to do is sign up for, what is the link that that they use to sign up to get a consultation?
Oh, you know what? They should just email support@vitalitycapsules.com.
Okay, okay.
And then Gabriel will send them the link.
Okay, sounds great. All right, pick up from where you left off before we went to the break.
Okay, so we're going to take a look at a common test that's done to murder probably close to 200,000 Americans a year, actually. This is the blood pressure test. And the way blood pressure works out is, in the old days, I'm old enough, I can talk about the old days. In the old days, all we had was normal blood pressure, and we had hypertension. And with that definition, 70% of people were normal, and one-third of all adults had hypertension, which is a lot of people, 30%, you know, 30, 33% with hypertension. Like, wow, that was like definite business, pay back a lot of loans with that money. However, that was not enough. We had to create a new category. The drug companies did this. The doctors were not even involved in this. And now we have pre-hypertension. That's the upper half of the normal range, but it's still normal. And so with pre-hypertension, we now have 30% of people who are pre-hypertension, 30% who are hypertension. Well, hypertension are on drugs, which are leading them to heart attack and stroke. So they're taken care of. They're on their way. But what do we do with pre-hypertension? With pre-hypertension, they're supposed to go to the doctor and get things checked and do what their doctor tells them. Now, what's their doctor supposed to tell them? Well, according to WebMD, their doctor is supposed to tell them to eat high-protein soy foods. Add that to their diet. Having practiced medicine for a couple of decades here now, I can tell you that adding processed soy foods to your diet is going to raise your blood pressure. So now they've instructed the doctor to give you dietary information to help you move from pre-hypertension to hypertension. And so what we have going on here with this testing is we increase the number of people who are in the category of being ill or in need of torture, mutilation, and intervention. Very interesting. Diabetes is another example. Back in the old days, you didn't have diabetes until your blood sugar was easily over 130. I mean, it had to be over 130. Well, now what we have is we have normal 60 to 100. We've ratcheted down the normal range. It used to be higher, but we've taken that down 60 to 100. We have something called prediabetes, 101 to 125. And, of course, there's diabetes, anything over 125. These are all fasting levels. So what does this do? This gets the person, this prediabetic person, first of all, in the habit of self-mutilation, which is regular checking of their blood sugar, self-mutilation. And pre-diabetes, by the way, is also a hemoglobin A1C level between 6 and 6.5. That's pre-diabetic. What they don't tell you is that any hemoglobin A1C level below 7.5 in a person who's being treated for diabetes is associated with increased death. So if I'm giving you insulin or pills or medical intervention, a pharmaceutical product of any kind for your diabetes, and your hemoglobin A1C is less than 7.5, the further away it gets from 7.5, the more deaths will occur as a result of the therapy. And so here they're suggesting that you have a condition requiring medical intervention if your hemoglobin A1C is 6.5, that it needs to be lowered. So again, you've got this testing going on. You've convinced the person as to the interpretation of the test. The actual interpretation of the test has nothing to do with A, science, or B, patient benefit. And so what do? You get the belief going with the patient, or I should say the mark or the patsy, in the test. You then administer the test. You have a commercial interpretation of the test. In other words, a test interpretation that maximizes profit, but also maximizes death and harm to the patient. So you have a patient, an individual, who's being convinced to submit to deadly therapy because he's being tested. So that's really what the test is. And what they are testing is your gullibility and your willingness to be mutilated and to be murdered.
Right. Somebody in the chat room, Uncle Rick, said there can be no question of the intention of the medical system when 861,000 plus people in America alone are killed by it annually. And somebody raised a question in the chat room. This person said, medical tests cannot all be bad, surely. Having a sample of blood removed or giving a urine sample can't be dangerous, can it? Okay.
Good question. First of all, you're going to piss anyway. So as long as you don't take the results of the urine test too serious, totally harmless, no loss to your body, whatever. Blood draw is another case. We know that blood draws are harmful for many reasons. They are so harmful, there's even a disease called Harvard anemia. Harvard anemia. And this is an anemia caused by the doctor doing blood tests. And this happens it's fairly frequent. It turns out that if you get the usual annual blood test every year for 20 years, you've lost at least a unit of blood. And if you, little things happen like car accidents. We're always worried about car accidents. If you have a car accident, then your survivability is greatly influenced by the amount of money the amount of blood, even more important than money, the amount of blood in your circulation. and what you've got in reserve. So yes, blood tests actually are very harmful. First of all, the loss of blood, and second of all, the mutilating therapy that follows based on spurious, that means erroneous, unreliable lab results. So let's walk through a typical doctor encounter and how everything could possibly go wrong. You ready?
Ready. We do have a break in about 2 minutes.
Okay, so the patient comes in and says, "Doctor, I don't feel well." And the doctor says, "Well, let's do a physical exam. Let's do some tests." And the patient says, "Okay." So he said, yes, he's willing to submit to level one mutilation. And the doctor says, "Well, these tests are normal." And the patient says, "Doctor, I still don't feel well. It must be something. Find it." And the doctor says, "Okay, do more tests." The patient now signals willingness to accept more torture. Okay. The next test involves a larger volume of blood, of course, and stronger radiation, maybe an X-ray test this time. And eventually we get to some type of X-ray test. And the radiologist eventually say, "Ah, spot over here on your liver." And in parentheses, I say, "Ah, the false positive spot on the liver, here it comes." The doctor says to the patient, "How about a biopsy?" The patient says, "Well, yes." And this signals his acceptance of more torture. And the test is working because it got him to say yes to more torture, the next step. And this really happened in my medical practice. And my jaw dropped. In my defense, the specialist did everything. The patient came back to me after the whole ordeal. So this is what happened. So, the liver biopsy. This test is serious. The serious complications include death. So the person has liver biopsy. And what happens? Hit one of those huge blood vessels that run through the liver. Then infection. So the person literally bled out through his liver. Got an infection. Yeah. He was in the hospital for 3 weeks, finally crawled out with his life, barely. At that point, he came to me and he said, "Dr. Daniels, I know you're only a primary care family practice doctor, but from now on, I want you to handle all of my care." Well, now, why did he say that? Because he knew I didn't have a liver biopsy needle.
Right. Oh, gosh. And wouldn't have used it had you had one, just by default. Oh,
I would have
goodness.
Had to use it. You got to pay for it. Those things are expensive.
Indeed.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right. We are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. And this is just, I just share a story. My mother had a medical dictionary, and she would go through that thing, and if she had any of those symptoms, she would assume that she had some serious disease. That was the worst thing she could have done. All righty, we will be right back at 6 minutes after the hour.